This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Coming soon, a bacon-inspired restaurant.
We have made bacon the star of the show and paired different proteins and our sauces with that to make bacon stand out.
And to prove how important that ingredient is, the owner put bacon in the name not just once, but twice.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 1148 South 11th Street with Justin Coleman. We are at the site of the former Devil's Den, which is soon to be a new restaurant called Bacon Bacon, but it's spelled like baking bacon, but bacon like with an N, which I love. How did you come up with that idea?
Long story short, my younger brother passed away and he visited me in a dream, and I wrote Bacon 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 down in my kind of awake state, but I was still asleep. So I got one good bacon in and the rest was scribble. And you know, in the 90s, it was this popular Bacon 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 commercial with the dog. So I didn't want people to think that we were like a food truck with dog treats. So we just did Bacon Bacon, and we actually bake our bacon in the oven.
And so why did you think of bacon when you thought of your brother?
So in the dream, my brother actually gave me the idea of doing bacon. I originally wanted to do a healthy food truck with great sauces. I love sauce. I love dipping sauces and all that stuff. So sauce was something that I really wanted to do along with like healthy foods. And then in the dream, my brother Derek gave me the idea to do bacon. I could smell bacon in the dream and yeah, just came up with it, which is so crazy. Side note, this bird over here, I see this sparrow every time I say my brother's name and it comes up, and in the interview, the bird is right there.
We're standing outside and you're pointing at a bird.
Yes, the sparrow. And so the sparrow is something that since my brother passed, I will see a sparrow every time I see his name. And that just happened. Again, it always happens. So on my first food truck, I dedicated it to my brother. And there's a sparrow on the front of the truck just because, like, it happens all the time. It's wow. It's amazing.
Since you brought him up, do you want to tell us what the story behind your brother or what happened?
Yeah, my brother passed in 2016 in October, October 12th. He was 27 years old. He battled with addiction. So I'm really big on spreading the word about addiction, letting people know that addiction isn't a dirty thing. People think that people choose that lifestyle and they just get caught up. And, you know, for me, spreading the love and the honor and the memory of my brother, letting them know that he was a great individual. He was my baby brother, always will be. Yeah.
Yeah, I see the tears.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's around that time, and it'll be 6 years this year, and it's the timing of this is so crazy with everything coming out, with all the media talking about the restaurant and then my brother's anniversary of his death. It's just, the timing is crazy. It's one of those gifts that are like bittersweet where, you know, it's his death date of his anniversary, but at the same time we're launching a restaurant. Super excited and, you know, just trying to manage all those different emotions. It's definitely an emotional roller coaster, but, you know, I'm definitely here for it.
So what is the concept behind Bacon Bacon?
All things bacon inspired. So we do gourmet bacon sandwiches. We do smoked brisket, grilled chicken. We have great sauces. We do a barbecue sauce infused with bacon. We do a bacon caramel sauce that goes on our pound cake. We do macaroni and cheese sides with smoked chipotle tomato sauce, bacon crumbles, brisket crumbles. We have so many great food items on our menu, and then we also have a fake and bacon menu that we are currently in works with creating for vegans and vegetarians, so that way everybody can get the bacon experience whether you are a pork supporter or not. And we will have turkey bacon for those who don't eat pork bacon. Yes, so yeah.
You got it all covered.
We have it all covered. We were thinking about it all. And inside, we can't wait to change it up and add some lighter colors to make it feel bigger. And we have some fun things. We want to do like karaoke. We want to We want to do a lot of things to bring people in. We want our food, the presentation, to be picture ready at all times. We'll have a few spots inside where people can take pictures and post and just have a good time. Feel good, great energy, great vibes. That's what we're all about.
Where are you working on your recipes right now?
A lot of the recipes are already finished as far as our main menu with all bacon-inspired dishes. Practicing at home right now to figure out the vegan menu. So we've been working on that for a couple months, and we'll continue to do that until we open, until we perfect everything and go from there. We have a couple friends that are vegans, and they are brutally honest. So they will come in and give the thumbs up or the thumbs down so we know if we have to go back to the drawing board or not.
So what's the process from here? You still have to close on the building.
Yes, we still have to close on the building. In the middle of closing on the building, we operate two food trucks. We are super busy. We have 2 to 3 events every Saturday, all summer. We've done about 157 events to date. So we've been pumping it out this year. Last year with one truck, we did 143, but that was all year long. And we're already, you know, we think that we're going to do it over 200 events this year alone with just the two food trucks. So we're excited about that. With closing on the building and then remodeling, we have our hands really full, but we're super excited about this restaurant. We've gotten so many great responses from the community here that warms my heart that they're excited for us, because I didn't think anybody could be more excited than we were. But there are people that say welcome to the neighborhood, and we just can't wait. We just can't wait to be a part of this community here.
Well, the concept is great.
Thank you. Yeah, the concept's different. It's different.
And who doesn't love, you know, bacon, whether it's like real or fake or turkey or vegetarian?
I know. I read a quote that here in America, we spend over $5 billion a year on bacon alone. And 70% of bacon is consumed during breakfast time. Little stats I picked up. Funny thing about that is we operate within that 30% of taking bacon outside of breakfast. And that's why we do chocolate covered bacon, chocolate covered strawberries with bacon shavings. We have made bacon the star of the show and paired different proteins and our sauces with that to make bacon stand out. And we were the only bacon-inspired food truck in the tri-state area. So, you know, we use that to our benefit. We hear people say all the time, you had me at bacon. So our slogan is bacon you hungry, as well as events go better with bacon.
And so your food truck is also bacon inspired?
Yes. That's where it all came from. And it's just we're two food trucks now transitioning into a brick and mortar.
Also bacon bacon?
Yes. Yes. Bacon bacon for the food trucks as well. Yeah.
Where do you go around?
Oh my gosh. So I'm from Cape May, New Jersey. So we do a lot of events in South Jersey. We do things in Cherry Hill, Ambler, Pennsylvania, Bluebell, PA. We do Bacon Fest, which is a huge festival in Easton, Pennsylvania. It brings out like 40,000 people. We did that last year. This year we'll have both trucks there. So super excited about that. That's in November. Please check that out. The first week of November. We do events in Philadelphia. We go all over the place.
So this is like a natural progression.
It is. I love event planning. So I'm really excited about this because we can, upstairs isn't finished yet, but we plan to turn upstairs into an event space eventually, near future, where people can get married, they could have birthday parties, corporate events here. There's so many corporate places here. They can come have their business lunches here, business meetings. We plan to have a whole huge catering section so that way, you know, people in the nearby city can have us drop food off to them for their meetings and things like that. So we're super excited about this.
What are some of the challenges you might have come across?
Challenges. COVID, different restrictions. For the food truck, all of our events got canceled during COVID, so we had to pivot, and we didn't want to fail, so we started to go into neighborhoods, cul-de-sacs. We would serve food for 2 hours, have food ready for people. They would pre-order, and then we would have their food ready. We would stagger time so that way people weren't around each other. Now that we're kind of stepping out of COVID a little bit, which is our new normal, just getting people in the doors. We are a new restaurant, so just getting people to come in, I think that's a challenge. But I think a lot of people that have had our food have been waiting for us to be somewhere where they can just go on a regular versus following us all over the place.
So people have to like follow you on Instagram, like, where are you going to be now?
Yes, definitely follow us on Instagram. I'll spell it out. So it's BAKEN_BACON. That's for the restaurant. The food truck is BAKEN_BACON, food trucks with a S. Our website is www.BAKEN.com.
Bacon bacon.
Yes, bacon bacon. And all of our information will be on there. We'll keep everybody updated on when we will open.
What do you still have to do before you open at the beginning of next year?
we have to order dishes and plateware and drinkware and get staffing together. We're still interviewing for this. Of course, remodeling, getting permits pulled and all the business stuff.
It's like you're getting even more eyes on your concept or ears on your concept.
Yeah, that's amazing. I really hope that we get as many people as we get in our line. So this is from Friday to Sunday, we had 4 events and we served 1,200 people within 4 days, which is amazing. And I just hope that we have that many numbers come in the door each and every day to enjoy our concept, enjoy our space, enjoy the vibe and energy that we give. We bring it intentionally and on purpose because we really believe that, you know, life is short, you know, so we want to always make sure people feel great when they're around us. And we put great love in attention to our food, and we want to make sure people like feel that, you know, it's all about the feeling. You know, we go to comfort food so we can feel good about ourselves at times of great stress or anything. There's a bird again. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Were you thinking of your brother?
I was. And then the bird just comes up and it's just there. Yeah. It's all about the energy of certain things. And my brother's always, he always is still looking after me. The younger brother syndrome.
What memories do you have with bacon? Like, what is the your personal connection?
I love the smell of it. It will draw people in. I know it draws me in. I love bacon, egg, and cheese. The bacon brisket is one of my favorite on our menu. It's bacon, our smoked brisket, and our bacon infused barbecue sauce. I just love bacon. It's just really good. It's really tasty.
You better love it because you're stuck with it for a long time, right?
I know. I sometimes get tired of it personally just because I'm cooking it all the time. I smell it all the time. My hair smells like bacon all the time. But I embrace it at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to as you prepare to open?
Just people coming in to see a new concept, being a Black-owned business and just bringing like Black excellence to a new place to show inspiration to people that look like me, that they can see that if I can do it, they can do it as well. To have representation. We want everyone to come, you know, everybody. We're very inclusive to everyone out there. So, you know, we want to show that we are a place that supports everybody. And we're excited for that.
Talk to me about the importance of minority businesses.
I think it's super important. A lot of my family members, my great-grandmother owned a motel in Cape May. My uncle owned a bar in Cape May. But growing up, those are the only... I didn't see my grandma own the motel because she sold it before I was born. My uncle, I remember walking to school and walking past the bar all the time, seeing his bar. So he was the only person of color that I saw that owned anything. And because it was family member, I really didn't take it serious, you know, because it was a family member. So I didn't really see representation of Black businesses growing up. So it wasn't something that I thought I could do until I got older and realized like how important representation truly is. So for me, having this building and not just having a restaurant, but owning the building and having a liquor license to show the multiple layers of ownership and what we can do to build generational wealth. It's so important to be mindful of those things and show people that look like me that, you know, it's doable.
At what point did you realize, you say you never thought about it. At what point did you think about it? Like, hey, I got this. I can do it.
I don't know. It's like it just clicked one day. I think when I bought my house, I was like, okay, I need to buy a house because I'm living here in Philadelphia. And it makes sense to put equity into myself versus someone else. And I don't know. It was like a progression over time.
You look very happy.
Oh, thank you. I am. This is so surreal. I remember being at my job just like praying to God that, you know, one day I want the opportunity to do more and to have a platform and to have resources. And I feel like over time, like it's manifested. I have a strong faith in God. And just, I'm getting emotional again.
Where's that bird?
It's not here. I'm just like so thankful to God for everything that he's been doing because, you know, I come from a lot of trauma and just different things that have happened. And just to be resilient in those things. And I know that God has prepared me for this. So to stand here in front of a building that I'm about to purchase and open up a restaurant is I'm just, my mind is blown. I can't believe this is real. Sometimes I pinch myself like, oh, this is real. But yeah, it's one of those moments where I'm just like, I just took it in. And you know, it's really important to be in the moment, not just think about everything that you have to do. And it was one of those moments where I was like, oh my God, I'm really in this moment. So yeah.
So how did this come to be? And is it by yourself or do you have a co co-owner?
This is me. So this came to be. I was looking for spaces to rent, and then rent was like super expensive, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is a lot. So I was like, wonder if I can, you know, purchase a building. And then I just started thinking about purchasing buildings, started to look around, found a realtor, and yeah, it just, things started to unfold. And
what did you like about this space?
I love the area. My grandmother has a place on South Street, so growing up, I would always come on South Street to her her condo, so it's not far from there. So if I get tired here, I can just go to her house and go to sleep. that's a plus. This space is great. Erin, the owner, is such an amazing individual, and she's helped me through this whole transition, giving me pointers, and just has been great. We offer the staff to stay along if they want to, so that way people weren't displaced. I didn't want people to feel like a new owner's coming in, they have to get out, you know. So we did extend that offer to people. We love the bones of the building. It has so much potential in it, and it has an event space up top. That's what really sold me, was upstairs. It's like 24-foot ceilings. The windows are beautiful. Has great natural lighting, and this was meant to be, I feel.
Yeah. So you're looking at January 2023?
I am, yes. All goes well, God willing, we should be open then, yeah.
All right, once again, tell us your website where we can catch all the updates.
Yes, bakenbacon.com. So BakenBacon.com.
Justin Coleman is the owner of Bacon Bacon, soon to be at 1148 South 11th Street. They're hoping to open in January 2023. But in the meanwhile, you can catch them on the food trucks. To find out where they are, where do you go?
So our food truck one is on Instagram, is at BAKEN_BACON food trucks with a S. And the new restaurant is BAKEN_BACON. Please follow both pages to keep updates.
Justin Coleman, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you too. Thanks so much for your time.
Is there like a saying like with bacon that you could say like, have a bacon day, or I don't know?
Just events go better with bacon, and you know, come in and we'll be baking you hungry.
You're baking me hungry.
Yes, thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.